Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90 exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Story here from CNN. All 11 West Hill High School lacrosse players suspected of being involved in hazing a teammate have turned themselves in. This is in near Syracuse, New York. This is according to the district attorney. The non-juvenile students will be arraigned, while the juvenile students will go, quote, straight to family court. They face misdemeanor charges of unlawful imprisonment, according to district attorney William Fitzpatrick. The West Hill High School student-athletes who are not being identified due to their age are accused of victimizing five younger players in an incident that the DA says goes, quote, way, way beyond hazing. Fitzpatrick, William Fitzpatrick, the DA, made a one-time public offer to the suspects yesterday. Turn yourself in within 48 hours, and you will face a lesser serious misdemeanor charge of unlawful imprisonment. Make us come find you, and we will charge you with felony kidnapping.
What happened in this case shocks the conscience. You heard the sheriff say, Scott, I cannot adequately express the level of stupidity and lack of judgment involved in this case. In fact, if one of the patrol officers had been on duty and passed by this scene, they would have come out of their squad cars with their guns drawn. The entire lacrosse team has been disbanded and the season is over. Even for the kids that had nothing to do with this.
Some of the suspects tricked the younger players into believing they were going to McDonald's after a lacrosse game last Thursday.
Like for team building.
The driver of the vehicle then claimed that he was lost in a remote part of the county. There, accomplices jumped out of the woods pretending to be kidnappers, according to the DA. The accomplices were dressed in black, wielding what appeared to be at least one handgun and at least one knife. Some of the victims were able to escape, but one of the students could not flee. The group put a pillowcase over the student's head, tied him up, threw him in the trunk of a car before ditching him in another wooded part of the county. The younger player was eventually returned home, but quote, there was a period of time where he thought he was going to be abandoned in the middle of nowhere. Says the DA, and I quote, I've seen the videotape of what happened to this young man. It is not a rite of passage. It is not a trivial matter. I don't know how long this young man will be affected by what happened to him.
Let me answer that forever. This is something out of the Hunger Games.
Yeah.
They threw him out into the woods and made him think all of these armed, crazy people were coming to kill him.
What happened to just like freshmen carry my equipment?
How about a wedgie?
I remember several years ago, there was a controversy because some of the underclassmen were told to eat their lunch using chopsticks instead of forks.
Where was this?
High school.
Oh, your high school?
That was the controversy because that fell under the definition of hazing. You're treating somebody differently.
Come on.
You look at a case like this, this is, for the upperclassmen, you are now not going to college. You
not on scholarship.
Were the weapons real? Have they said?
It doesn't say. It just says what appeared to be a handgun, what appeared to be a knife.
It doesn't matter.
You're right.
Correct? It's still aggravated. Like, if you go in and rob a bank and the gun's not real, it's like,
it doesn't matter.
It turns out the gun wasn't really real. The teller is still going to be in therapy the rest of her life.
What does the victim perceive the weapon to be?
Yes. And the victim perceived he was going to die. That poor kid. You have to kick all of the kids out of school that were involved in this and protect the poor victims in this case from, you know, being shunned or, well, they were just joking around. Like, this is going to ruin that kid's life. The victim's life. I want to be clear. Yeah, the victim's life.
The DA had said before the 11 students turned themselves in, if you do not, if you think you're tougher than me, if you're a gambler and you're going to play the odds, you don't think you're going to get caught, trust me, the men and women of the sheriff's department are going to find you. They all 11 of them, turned themselves in earlier this afternoon. Listen, I'm not above a little ribbing of an underclassman. To your point, Logan, how about you carry the bags to the team bus? That's your deal. That's what you have to do, is you have to carry all the seniors' bags to the team bus. That's pretty typical. It's lame, but, you know, puts them in their place, reminds them, hey, you're just a freshman. We're the seniors. We're the boss. You're not. Carry our bags to the bus. To me, that's not hazing. That's just almost like an initiation to the team. But when you have, I'm not laughing because it's funny. I'm laughing because it's so absurd. When you're driving five freshmen out into the woods, four of them, by the way, got away. And somebody or some buddies come out of the woods with what appears to be a gun, what appears to be a knife, and they put a bag over this kid's head and throw him into the trunk of a car and then leave him abandoned out in the county. That is not hazing.
No, it's kidnapping.
I agree with the DA. That is way, way past hazing. And it's not even funny.
But I turned it into this kid's own personal horror movie.
Yeah, but I will say this. I don't think they should disband the team. Because I don't know how many people it takes to play lacrosse. I think it's a 6-person on the field at one time team. But you have at least 5 freshmen.
Yep.
The 5 that were taken out into the woods, the 4 that escaped, the 1 that did not. Why should they be punished because of the misdeeds? Now, granted, they're going to go out and every game, these 5 freshmen and whoever didn't participate in the hazing, they're going to get their asses kicked. They're not going to be able to beat, you know, these 14-year-old kids are not going to be able to beat 17 and 18-year-olds from some other school. But at least don't take the season away from them. Let them letter. Let them play.
Okay, but the last line in that story, listen to this. The last line in the story from the superintendent announced the rest of the boys' lacrosse season has been canceled. While the majority of the team members were not involved or aware of the incident, this is an indefensible act. Quote, we must address the culture of the program, and the most appropriate way to do it is with a reset. And so this means, Scott, that there are probably players on that team, probably seniors, maybe some of whom were going to go off and play for college.
Mm-hmm.
Their season is over.
And it should, but they didn't participate. They weren't involved. So why should they be punished?
So how far back does this go? There has to be an investigation, because if these boys came up with this idea to do it to the freshmen this year, who did this to them? When he says,
well, maybe nobody.
When he says the culture of the program, was there always hazing going on in that program for year to year? And then these boys go, well, remember what they did to us last year? We're going to make it even bigger this year.
Well, I don't know that that's fair to retroactively punish people.
But that's what's happening. That's what's happening with shutting down the entire season.
Well, I understand, but what I'm saying is you don't punish the 5 freshmen and the other players on the team who logic creeped into their brains and they said, I'm not going to participate in this. This is dumb. It's illegal. We're going to get in trouble. And they played the cards right. 11 students obviously did not. Kick them out of school. Kick them off the team for all I care. But don't punish the rest of the team that didn't participate in this behavior.
It feels like at the college level, we hear a lot like lack of institutional control. Like the onus is being put via the superintendent onto the coaching staff or the other players on the field.
Then fire the coach, Logan.
I agree with you, Scott. I'm in the same boat that you're in. I understand the decision by the superintendent, but this feels like one step too far.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. expresspros.com.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, drill deep to left.
Ohtani connects and it's gone.
Skeen strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today.
And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.